you ever hear of a tumble set or somersault?
When you tumble set? Mm-hmm. Tumble, you stand on your head and tumble over. Tumble okay. set, over and over.
And say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child was walking along the fence and you'd expected him to fall off, then someone tells you that he's fallen off. What that was going to happen.
Just looking for it to happen.
And if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little extra, and they call that...
Now.
And do they still give that?
Now. Uh-huh. That's what they used to call it a long time ago, now, when we used to go to the store, you know.
Uh-huh.
We used to buy and they say, give me something for Nanap now.
do you still
used to give it to her.
What about now?
Forgot all about that. They can't do that no more now.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Oh, they have to make steps, learn them how to walk.
Or before it walks, it...
And it catches all the things and balances them up.
Or would you say it creeps or it
creep
crawls?
Creep up or walk.
Huh?
Two steps or three.
Or before it can walk at all, before it can even...
It's crawling.
It's what?
Crawling. Is somebody to do it again?
Yeah.
I ain't got nobody to take care of me.
If you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
I'll lay down.
Okay.
And take a nap.
He was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. All morning he just went to bed. He just
went a bit whole sick of the stomach or something.
And he just
went on all.
And he lay
to sleep, lay down, went to sleep.
Uh-huh. And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomp.
And if you saw a friend of yours going somewhere walking and you had your car, you'd say,
can I stay home?
Or would you say, can I carry you home or take you home?
Oh, I'll take you home.
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and to get it to come towards you, you take hold of it and
your hand?
Well, if I wanted that chair to come toward me, I'd take hold of the leg and I would
pull it.
And the other way would be
push it back.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't you touch it, it'll burn you.
Okay. And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, would you go?
Go get it for me.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide, they call that?
It's a game.
Uh-huh. What do you call that game? Do you remember that?
Play game.
Uh-huh.
Some kind of little Sally Walker. Sitting in a saucer. We used to play that little game too when I was a little girl.
How do you play that?
It's that. They have all hands all together and go around and around. Little Sally Walker sitting in a saucer. Rye, Sally, rye. And he said, wipe out your eyes, fly to the east, fly to the west. We had that little song we used to sing. Uh-huh.
What about a game where all the children would hide?
Hide and game.
Uh-huh.
Hide.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And in football, you run toward the...
the game.
Uh-huh.
Catch the ball.
And say if you had a sack of groceries, you didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and...
You dropped it.
Or you had to...
The cat.
Okay. And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more...
chance.
And